Blog Talk Radio.
This is the Horse Radio Network.
What a beautiful day for horses in the morning.
Glenn the Geek, live from Pony Club Championships in Lexington, Kentucky, and you're listening to Horses in the Morning on the Horse Radio Network for Tuesday, July 19th, 2011, episode number 187, sponsored by Pfizer Animal Health. Good morning, horse world.
Do you know what today is?
No, what?
Yeah!
What day is it? Tell me!
It's Tuesday!
I can't believe it! I just don't believe it!
It's like Tuesday. Tuesday has no feel. Monday has a feel. Friday has a feel. Sunday has a feel.
I feel Tuesday and Wednesday.
All right, shut up, the both of you.
Well, good morning, everybody. I am actually in the old indoor arena. For those that have been to the Kentucky Horse Park, we're broadcasting for the Pony Club Championships in the same place we did Rolex. We have Jamie producing the show from Phoenix, and we have Coach Jen here actually with me coordinating all of the guests that we have today, and there are a lot of them. We have about 20 different guests, adults and kids, coming on today. It's going to be a fun show. Pony Club Championships and Festival is always fun. They have it every few years, and we're going to talk more about the history of it and all of that coming up on today's show. But I think you're going to enjoy today. Sit back, relax, have fun, and enjoy all of the kids who are so excited to be here. And I got to do one daily whinny today, though. So, Jamie, hit it. Maybe? Hit it, Jamie? Are you there? Thank you. Thank you, Jamie. It's hard being the producer. All right. Today, the Daily Whinny goes out to Shelley Mann of the United States Pony Club. She is the one that organized everything today. Thank you, Shelley. We appreciate you putting all the guests together and getting everything together for us over here at the park. It's going to be, as I said, it's going to be a lot of fun to be here. We're so excited. Jennifer, of course, is an HA graduate pony clubber, so she's familiar with all of this. And we have been down here a few times ourselves and over the past 15 years. So, well, our first guest today, we have Alyssa, is it Broner?
Mm-hmm.
We have Alyssa Broner, who is from the Bluegrass Pony Club right here in Lexington, Kentucky. Good morning, Alyssa.
Good morning.
Well, now, you have a couple of reasons you're here. One is you are competing.
Yes.
But you also work for the Pony Club. How do you work for them?
I actually work in the bookstore. I am a part-time employee, so I'm there 3 days a week, and it kind of helps. It works around my college schedule. So I essentially run the back end of the website and help pull orders and get orders shipped. So anything that comes to the Pony Clubbers from the bookstore actually comes from our office in Lexington, Kentucky.
Well, and, you know, a lot of people don't realize that the Pony Club has a very good bookstore over
yes.
there.
We actually have one of the best equine bookstores in the U.S. We carry anything and everything from healthcare to starting riding to for beginners to adults. It doesn't matter. And we're actually starting to pick up some Western titles now.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah, Pony Club is getting more into Western,
yes.
aren't you? Which
yes.
is a big change.
Big change. Big deal. Yes.
Now, the bookstore is open to the public, too. A lot of people don't realize you can go over to the Pony Club office if you're visiting the park, whether it's for Rolex or you're coming in for a show here, you can actually go shop there.
Yeah, our bookstore is actually open Monday through Friday, 8:30 to 4:30, and we are open to the public. We love it when people come in and shop. Actually, a lot of people get us confused with the visitor center, so that's actually been helping a little bit. But yeah, anybody is welcome to come in. It's not just for Pony Club.
They'll probably learn more from you in the visitor center anyway.
Yeah, they might, actually.
All right, now you have another unique thing, too, that you're doing here. You're actually competing.
Yes.
They actually give you a few days off to compete here.
Yes, I have 4 days off for championships. So I was in bookstore mode yesterday, and now I get to play Pony Clubber for the next 4 days, and then we'll be right back into bookstore mode Saturday. But we are competing in dressage, and this is actually my first championship, so it's kind of cool to get to come to festival for the first time.
Now, you have to qualify for this, right?
Yes.
Tell us how.
We qualified back in June at our region's Mega Rally, and what we had to do was compete in the discipline that we are...
Yours is dressage.
Yes. Okay. We had to compete in dressage to qualify, and you have to ride two tests in your level, and I actually compete at first level, and then you also have to do a musical freestyle, which is essentially a dressage test that you create yourself and then put it to music.
And what is your music?
My music is all from Pirates of the Caribbean.
Oh, is it?
Yes.
Are you dressed up in a pirate outfit?
No. Unfortunately, no. I don't think the pony would go for that.
Yeah, I got to tell everybody that Alyssa is riding a big, huge Percheron draft horse in dressage, which is what makes her so unique. No, actually, you could be a jockey. You are tiny.
Yes, I'm...
Has Chris McCarron tried to recruit you for the jockey school?
Actually, I went to some of his classes.
Oh, really?
He has been my teacher in some of my equine classes, yes. So so that's kind of funny. He's like, you're the perfect size. You could do
that. I know. You need to go to jockey school. Yeah. And actually, my co-host for the morning show, Jamie, used to exercise right over at Keeneland.
That's what my parents used to do. That's
really
how I kind of got into horses, because both of my parents grew up on the racetrack, galloped racehorses. So I've kind of been on and around horses right from the get-go. So, yeah.
You probably chose wisely, though. Dressage is much safer than riding crazy racehorses in the morning.
My dad thinks it's the most boring thing in the world.
Us men, we all think that, by the way. That's kind of a guy thing. So now tell us about your pony.
His name is Jess G. He is a Welsh cross. We don't really know what the other half is. He's gray, and he's about 14 hands.
So he's a little guy.
Yes, he is a little stinker. Everybody
he has that pony attitude.
Everybody that meets him says that he has little man syndrome because he is very opinionated.
That's funny. I saw a picture of him. He's a gray, too. I wasn't expecting a gray Welsh.
He sure is.
And very gray. I mean, he's almost white.
He's almost white. He
is.
Actually, that picture was taken last year, so he's even more white now, and it's a pain in the butt to keep him clean. But when he's clean, he does look really good. So
what level are you, by the way, Pony Clubber?
I'm a C2 Classic.
Okay. Oh, that's right, because you're taking – they have the tracks now, which I'm not used to.
And I actually took my C2 before all that happened, so I didn't have the option to break my rating down. Not that I would have anyway. So
how you hoping – what do you think your prospects are? You probably have some really good competition.
Yes.
Freestyle is the one everybody wants to do.
Yes. I actually have only ridden this freestyle 3 times. I rode it twice Sunday to the corrected music. So I don't know how that's going to go. That's going to be entertaining. But there are a lot of horses in our division. There's 9 full teams in our division.
Wow.
So getting a ribbon is going to be, we're going to have to work. It's going to be a lot of work for us.
Now, you have an advantage in that your horse had to travel, 2 miles to get here?
Yeah, my horse went about 10 miles down the road.
Yeah.
And actually, one of my teammates is from Kansas City, Kansas, and the other one is from Alaska. So they've had a pretty long road trip, and Hannah and my stable manager are from the area, so they had zero trip like us, so it was really nice to be able to haul in this morning instead of having to haul in last night.
We have a guest on later this morning that was one of the only ones, I think, to fly her horse in.
Yes.
She actually flew in from California. Emily Kilcrease, is it Kilcrease?
Yeah. Yes. And actually, she is staying at her horse was staying at my instructor's barn. So it was kind of cool because my instructor was in her pony club that she's in now, and that's how they kind of got in touch. And so the horse has been there for the last week.
I have to talk to her about that because I'm sure that was her first experience flying a horse.
Yes, yes. And she said it was actually pretty darn fun. It wasn't really different than trailering your horse like for a long distance, but she said it was different.
Well, we'll talk to her about that later on this morning. Well, thank you so much, Alyssa, for being here and for helping plug the bookstore. We have a bunch of guests coming up. Best of luck doing the Pirates. By the way, great choice. That would make fantastic freestyle.
Yes, and it's It's a lot better than my last one was.
Which was?
It was Carmen from the opera. Carmen.
Oh, yeah. Well, that was good, too, though. But yeah. Pirates is better. Everybody yeah. recognizes
Everybody
it.
Recognizes Pirates. Everybody recognizes it, and it works really well.
Now, you still have to wear your formal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You still have to wear formal attire, which...
It's the Games kids that get to dress up fun.
Yes. The Games kids have all the fun, so...
All right, cool. Well, we appreciate you being here. Best of luck, and good luck with your Welsh pony.
Thank you very much.
All right, thanks a lot. Let's get Shelley over here right now. She helped us put this together. That's who the Daily Winnie was for. And by the way, I want to tell everybody, and Shelley and I are going to talk about what competitions are happening. By the way, good morning. Thank you so much for helping put everything together today.
Good morning.
Now, we have a number of competitions going on over the next several days, and let's explain to everybody, there is festival, or there's the championships, which is a national championships held every how many years?
Championships is held every year.
Okay.
And sometimes we have an East championship, sometimes we have a West championship, sometimes we have both, but we have championships every year, but held at festival, it's every 3 years.
Every 3 years they come to the Kentucky Horse Park. Otherwise,
this is
there's
our 10th festival ever.
Okay, so you've been doing this for 30 years.
Yep.
Okay, that's cool. I can add.
Yeah.
How about that? All right, so now you're doing, what, 4 days of championships?
Correct.
And then 4 days of festival?
Correct.
Okay, so this runs for a total of 8 days.
Yeah, the whole thing is called festival, and then the second half is the whole educational component.
Okay.
So it's clinics, unmounted, mounted. If you
have some pretty big clinicians coming in, too, don't you?
We do. Lots of past Olympians. Most of them are graduate Pony Club members.
Is Gina coming in?
I think Gina is coming in.
Oh, okay.
She came
Gina
last
Miles, that
time,
would be.
So I think she's coming for some aspect.
She's probably one of the most famous ex-Pony Clubbers just because she's an Olympian, and she's actively involved in Pony Club still. Because
now she's a Pony Club mom.
Yeah, exactly. And she works closely with the Pony Club out there.
Yeah.
And she's so much fun, too. So now, the disciplines that we do here at championships are dressage, eventing, games, quiz. Tell us about quiz, because that's something a little different for people.
Quiz is it's kind of like a quiz bowl or a horse bowl type thing where they learn everything from anatomy, nutrition. If you imagine it, they have to do it. There's they have an oral where they have to stand up and give answers. They have a written aspect. They have all kinds of stuff. So, quizzes, and it is probably our number one most attended.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Well, because you don't need to bring your horse and stuff. It's more affordable, too.
It's affordable,
too.
That
right.
sort of thing. And
and those quiz girls take their job seriously. You'll see them running around. They're a serious group.
Those are smart kids.
We learned that because you guys actually made Jamie and I do a quiz one morning live on the show.
Yeah.
And it was very embarrassing. It was very embarrassing. So, and the next thing that polo cross, which we've talked a little bit about on the morning show here.
Kind of a mixture of polo and lacrosse.
Yep. Tetrathlon. Tell us about that.
Tetrathlon, they have to ride, shoot, swim, and run. It's kind of like the modern day pentathlon minus the fencing.
That's kind of the guys' sport of all of this.
We have lots
no?
of them in there.
Running has nothing to do with the shooting.
Oh, that would make it a guy's swear, wouldn't it? All right. So those are the different disciplines that we're going to partake in over the next 4 days. And let me just say, the excitement level at the park is always about 10 times higher when Pony Clubbers are here as teams competing. They just have the best time. And would you like to introduce our next guest showing up here?
Our next guest is Kevin Price, our new executive director.
The big boss.
Day number 3 on the job.
Oh, geez. Good. I can pick on him then.
Everybody else has. So
is this really day number 3?
This is day number 3.
Got about 2 inches from the mic there. So day number 3 on the job, and you're thrown into festival.
Absolutely.
But you've been at festival.
Oh, I've been at festival, yeah.
Yeah, now you were a Pony Clubber forever, right? Yourself.
I've been a Pony Clubber forever, yes. I started Pony Club when I was, I think, age 10. I won't say how old I am now.
So have you competed at festival yourself?
Not festival.
At championships?
Championships,
yeah.
I did as a Pony Clubber.
Okay.
Yes.
And did you ever win anything? I just have to ask.
The hearts and souls. No, actually, I think our team did, thinking back in time, yes, we did quite well on a number of occasions.
What Pony Club?
I was part of, at the time, Eastern Pennsylvania.
Oh, really?
Fox and Hounds Pony
Club.
Oh,
yeah.
I'm getting thumbs down over
here. Yeah. What pony club did we help out, Jennifer? Was it the, I'm trying to remember. Yes. Blue Mountain Pony Club. Yeah, that's who we used to help out, of course, in central Pennsylvania.
Sure.
So not too far from you guys. So now, did you ever, ever think when you were a pony clubber that you were going to be the boss someday?
Oh, absolutely not.
Now, when the job opening came up, did somebody have to, like, go, you need to do this, or did you jump right in? And you know, what was the motivation for...
I thought about it actually quite a bit. I didn't really immediately jump in and apply for the job, but I looked at my background with Pony Club, years of time I'd spent with Pony Club, and I looked at my educational background, and timing was perfect for where I had just been working. And I said, you know, this is probably a good transition time. You know, why not? So I threw my application in there and figured, well, that'll just throw it to the bottom of the pile.
And if somehow it rose to the top.
It was just fate.
Well, I have to tell you that I'm kind of excited that there's a guy in charge of the Pony Club. I got to tell you that, because I think the best kept secret for guys growing up, for teenage boys, is not being involved in Pony Club. You need to be involved in Pony Club for one reason, the ratio.
Oh, absolutely. That was the best part about being a guy in Pony Club. That was the best part of being a
If I could go back, I would redo that whole thing. I only got into horses when I met my wife when I was in my 20s, and then I started to realize, if I had been in Pony Club, it's like 25 girls for every guy. Oh. Do we know what the ratio is, by the way?
It's 50 to 1.
We used to be at about 7%, and we've actually dropped down to about 5% boys.
What is wrong with boys?
You guys need to work on that today.
I can't explain it. You know, I think Denny Emerson one time wrote an article in the Chronicle of the Horse trying to say, you know, where are all the boys? Because if you go to Europe, there are more men who ride horses in the equestrian sports. You know, in the United States, there are a lot of men and boys riding, but you see a larger ratio in Western, maybe polo, a lot riding. You know, maybe it's the macho piece. I don't know.
Yeah, but there's cool things you can do in Pony Club.
Absolutely.
I mean, there's guys polo cross. You can play games. If you're not into dressage, you're fine. You have other things to do.
I remember growing up going through school. You know, you're always dealing with the other guys on the sports teams and stuff, and you know, the big jocks. And I never got into a lot of the sports at school because I was always busy riding very heavily. And I had a bunch of my friends who were on the football and basketball team one time say, "Well, what is it really you do?" And so I said, "Well, come to a horse competition." And they went and walked cross country with me, and they're like, "You jump over these things? You're nuts!" And then they watched us gallop down to it. At the time, I think I was doing preliminary, and they're like, "You're absolutely nuts."
It's a whole new respect.
Yeah.
And then they see the girls walking around.
Well, that was the problem. You know, when we got there, their heads were like on swivels the entire time.
Well, you know, and you know, if there's a couple ways we can appeal to the teenage boys out there, one is girls.
One is
that
girls.
Has to be the top one because that's all they think about. And the second one is there are some cool things you can do. Eventing and cross country is so cool, and polo cross and games.
Tetrathlon,
you get to shoot, not at people, though,
not
right?
At people.
No, okay,
no.
All right, good.
But triathlon, you know, then you can always transcend into, you know, pentathlon if you wanted to. And there have been pony clubbers who have gone on to be pentathletes. And of course, I mean, I did triathlon when I was in pony club, but the running just killed me. Yeah.
I would be faster. Now, is it running, swimming,
shooting, and riding?
Shooting and riding. Where do they do the swimming around here?
They go to the pavilion in Georgetown.
Okay, so they actually have to go off site to do the swimming. I was going to say, there's nothing but the head of the lake, and it's not very deep. So it's kind of muddy, too.
Yeah.
So now, talk to us about Western a little bit. What's the deal with Western now?
Well, it's kind of just, we've been opening up asking if it's even going to be a popular item. So we've been doing lots of surveys, lots of questions, kind of just trying to broaden our horizons, see if it's something that our members would want.
I think that's fantastic, by the way, because I think then you will draw, your ratio will go up a little bit.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it does, you know, it does bring in a whole different group to the world of Pony Club.
Oh, absolutely.
And, you know, one of the things that Pony Club's known for, and we've talked about it 100 times on the shows, is they're known for safety, and they're known for teaching how to do it right. You know, you really do learn how to do everything right, from cleaning your tack to taking care of your horse to competing.
Right.
All of those things, you learn how to do the correct way. And boy, does it stick with you, because if I do something wrong in the barn with the horse, my wife gets after me. She was an HA graduate. So, you know, she just gets after you, and she's a stickler about that stuff. And that comes from being a pony club that never leaves you. It's like a disease. You know?
A good disease.
It is good because you are doing
it's
it right.
The cure, not the disease.
There you go. That's good.
I think you hit it right on the head. I mean, the one thing about Pony Club, which is so unique to the organization, is that horse management knowledge that we impart upon our members. I mean, it doesn't matter what discipline that you actually ride in, whether you're English or you would be Western, it's that horse management knowledge that we impart. And the rest of the horse world recognizes that. And, in fact, that's been a huge discussion in the hunter-jumper world and in other areas. It's been a big discussion area that, you know, there's a lack of horse management and horse professionalism.
Well, and that partly comes from, you know, when, you know, 100 years ago, you learned how to take care of horses because you had to drive one and you used them around the barn and around the farm. And you learned from your parents and your grandparents, and that just doesn't happen anymore. Kids are taking one lesson a week, and a lot of times they're tacked up when they get there.
Yeah,
so they don't.
Yeah, it's much tougher, you know, when that horse is going down the road in that 10-mile trip and it gets a flat tire.
That's pretty good. All right, let's introduce our next guest. Can you hang around for a little bit? All right, good. Let's introduce our next guest, and I love this. We're a morning show. We're kind of crazy here, and I love it when a guest calls herself crazy. So I would like to introduce the crazy sock lady. Her name is Yvette Seeger, and you do call yourself the crazy sock lady.
I do. I also say I have je ne sais quoi and that I need medication for it.
But I hear a rumor that the pony clubbers love you.
I've heard that rumor, too, and they need to be medicated as well. But, yes, I apparently the rumors are true because they're all waving to me, and it's not what I'm used to getting when I'm stuck in traffic on the Beltway. So, you know, there's
now,
a special wave that I get there.
I have to clue everybody in. I wish I had a visual here. I wish we were on camera. Because she is sitting here with Mardi Gras-type
headgear.
Not Pony Club approved, not ASTM,
Pony,
FBI.
Nothing approved. Matter of fact, it would probably freak most of the horses out.
They're pretty used to me by now.
And then she has a lei around her neck. And she is carrying a gnome that is completely, and I mean like a garden gnome that you would stick out in your yard, that is completely decked out with pink sunglasses and a Pony Club outfit with a lei. It's kind of matching, actually. Look, a Pony Club pin and everything. So what's with the gnome?
The gnome was a gift from a friend, and I'm a native Clevelander, and I love baseball in addition to my riding, and she was like, what random Cleveland Indians things can I get her? And she got me this gnome, and she was like, either you're going to love this thing, and it's going to take off, or you're going to be like, why did you buy me a gnome? And the gnome made his first trip.
Which is what most people say when they get a gnome.
Yeah, exactly. But he made his first trip with me to Rolex, where I groomed for a graduate pony clubber, Kelly Salt, and he toured the cross-country course.
By the way, Kelly is kind of well-known now.
She was a little punk. I mean, I'll go on record saying she was a punk. She's still a punk, but, you know, she lets me groom her horse. And he made the trip to Rolex, helped with Hollywood, helped get him ready for jogs and everything. He has his own pool floaty to go into the head of the lake. He has swim goggles.
We should clarify for everybody who doesn't know where Kelly is an inventor.
Yes, she
competed at Rolex this year.
Yes, she did. Her fourth consecutive Rolex on the 19-year-old Hollywood. Shout out
Great
to my
horse.
Hollywood
Terrific
piece.
Horse.
Yep. Her sister and I were BFFs in Pony Club, competed together. I won't see the year on a prelim team here festival.
Just 3 years ago.
Yeah, sure.
The crazy sock lady's pretty young.
Well, I'm a lot older than you.
Anyway, let me see your socks.
My socks today are the gnome socks.
Oh, you have gnome socks.
And I'm also wearing the Pony Club socks in black. And Grady is wearing them in magenta, and I highly recommend that you get them because they're awesome.
Doesn't Grady have a blog? Didn't I hear that?
Well, I have a blog that Grady is featured in it, but it's the Daily Sheet. It's my trip leading up to festival. It started with Rolex, so you'll see a lot of old posts on Kelly and all the stuff I did to Hollywood when she wasn't looking. But, you know, it's kind of my musings about getting ready ready for festival giving people tips because I am a chief force management judge. They let me loose in the barns. Like, I don't know what they're thinking. But apparently, you know, I do okay. And it was our way of giving information. And I like to write. You know, I'm a scientist by training. And so this is my way of uncorking and just having a good time.
Okay, I would not have guessed the scientist thing, by the way. I would not have been my first.
Yes, yes.
I'm not surprised.
Yeah, so, and I also, you forgot to mention that.
Oh, yeah,
brought,
you're carrying multiple rolls of very colorful duct tape.
Well, you know, I figured what I was thinking.
By the way, duct tape is the requirement in every Pony Cub trunk. If you don't show up with duct tape, they ship you home.
Yeah, and, well, you know, we're trying to get more fashionable in Pony Club, and I am starting that trend.
Yeah, obviously.
As you can see, but I have Hello Kitty and leopard print and zebra. The kids get really into their decorations, and hopefully at some point you'll get to see the gnome mobile, my golf cart, which is very decked out.
Do they decorate the golf cart still?
Oh, it's hardcore.
Yeah.
It is a competition, and they surprised me with my own golf cart, and I had no decorations, but booyah, you know, it's done. It looks good.
Yeah, you're a horse manager judge, which we have a couple more coming on that are horse manager judges. We're going to talk about that a little bit later, because that's something that's probably foreign to somebody that's not in Pony Club, but we're going to talk about that a little bit later because you are the feared ones.
Well, you know, I wish we weren't, and I can't, that's kind of been my whole shtick coming back into Pony
Club. Well, we'll talk about it later, but you're feared because you create extra work that no teenager wants to do.
Right, and, you know, but really you look at Pony Clubbers, and deep down, even if they're the boys and they're only in it for the girls, they are overachievers, and they take pride in being Pony Clubbers, even though it's like, oh, really? Do you want me to pick that up? So, yeah, we're just there to remind them of the things that they didn't get done. But we have a great crew of chiefs, and I think they're all fun. They keep me on the straight and narrow, which that's very difficult.
I think the other thing, though, with the horse management judges, you know, they play a vital role, you know, during the competition and in the barns because they really act as coordinators within the barns for each discipline that's competing. Because I think the unique part about Pony Club is when competition starts, there are no parents allowed.
Yeah, that's team. We didn't mention that.
It's a five. It's
they're
a
separated from their parents.
Yeah, four riders, one horse manager, and they're separated from parents. Parents are not allowed in the barn from morning until barns open.
Oh, the kids love that. I bet.
And I remember Pony
Club. Parents hate it. The kids love it. But
those kids want to hang out with their parent all day.
I'm an only child, so I have had to learn how to deal with conflict that I never dealt with, and you know, it's just one of those things where we kind of become the shoulder to cry on, and also the judges, and so we really get to know these kids really, really well, and they start emailing me or Facebooking me. What's your theme for your golf cart this year? You know, are you going to go? And the ones that aren't here, they're Facebooking me and saying, I'm so sad I'm not there because they see my pictures and it's like, I miss you. Yeah, so it's really
this
weird.
Is probably the most interesting 2 weeks of any horse venue in the world because we come off of 3 days of Briarfest right into Pony Club. We were here at Briarfest on Friday, and the cars out in the parking lot completely decked out in Briarfest stuff. And then we go into Pony Club where everything is also decked out, and the teams all have color-coordinated everything. We have a couple of the games teams coming on later in the show.
The games kids are wild.
They are wild. But they're serious about their color coordination and their shirts, and, you know, there's planning committees about that.
Oh, yes. Fight. Bloodshed. You don't want to touch the games, you know, and their colors. You don't want to mess with it. Because if somebody's wearing zebra and you had already planned on zebra, oh, goodness.
It's like the Pony Club games.
Mafia. Yeah.
All right, Yvette. Thank you very much for being here with us today.
Thank you.
Crazy Sock Lady, what is the blog? Where can people find it?
It is the Daily Sheep Festival 2011.blogspot.com.
The Daily Sheep Festival 2011.
Blogspot, yeah.
.com. Okay,
it's linked on the Pony Club webpage, so, you know, if you want to find it, you can find it.
All right, good. Very good. Thank you for joining us. And, of course, I am Glenn the Geek, and we are here at Pony Club Festival. You're listening to Horses in the Morning. Jamie is actually, if you're listening for Jamie, she is producing today back there in Arizona, and Jennifer and I are over here at the Kentucky Horse Park. This show is sponsored by Pfizer Animal Health. At Pfizer Animal Health, they're passionate about the health and wellness of horses and animals. Their expanded equine product portfolio includes the trusted Strongid C2X, West Nile Innovator, the Innovator family of vaccines, Solitude IGR, and Zylexis. Pfizer strives to make life better for horses and the people who care for them. Protect your horse against upper respiratory disease such as equine influenza virus and equine herpes virus, strands 1 and 4. From the Fort Dodge vaccine line, Pfizer Animal Health offers FluVax Innovator, adjuvanated with MetaStim technology for an improved immune response. For more information on Pfizer Animal Health products, visit PfizerAnimalHealth.com. Thank you to Pfizer for continuing to support us here at Horses in the Morning. And we have a couple of the kids coming up soon, but first we're going to talk to Connie. Is it Jellick?
Yeah.
Are you Connie?
I'm Connie.
Okay. And we have Molly Jellick.
Yeah.
So we have mother-daughter here.
Mm-hmm.
And you guys actually are horse management judges. We just touched on that.
Yes.
So we just touched on a little bit. How important are horse management judges in Pony Club?
Very important.
Yeah. Okay. Tell us about it.
We're there for make sure everything's safe and to make it, like, the most fun environment, but educational at the same time.
Okay, so, but you actually do what? What do you do?
Well, as a, there's a chief, and the chief is...
By the way, I've heard you make kids cry. Just want to bring that up on occasion.
Yeah, who doesn't? I'm just kidding. No, no tears
I
want to
be
barn.
A horse management judge. That
no
sounds like fun.
Those were the old days. I remember the old white glove routine. But no, we want kids to feel comfortable coming to us asking questions. So the chief is the overall. They're the only one that can take any points, as you say. And the points just help them in scoring. But we're not there to take points. We're there to, like Molly said, to be educational, to help.
But you guys actually make sure the tack is clean and the horses are clean and the sheaths are clean. I remember that part.
Right. So we want them to show up, you know, show
us
their best. And so, you know, most kids are very proud, and that it's a team effort. And so we see that, and we try to compliment them and
award them for that,
for that teamwork. And
because each team has their own pony clubber that's actually assigned to horse management. Their job, what is it called?
Horse manager.
Yeah, the horse manager.
Yeah.
They're not riding. They're there helping the other team members make sure the tack is clean and keep everything straightened up and wash the horses and do all that.
And they work hard.
Yeah, they actually probably work harder than anybody on the ground.
They pass out at the end of the day.
Now, what pony club are you guys with?
Well, I work for the national office
now,
but I did all my pony club in California, Northern California.
Which one? Give a plug.
Well, it was Contra Costa Pony Club, and then it changed to Morgan Territory, but neither club is still alive anymore. So
It's
changed over the years, yes.
Now, California actually has been sort of up and coming with pony club, too. They had a... Hasn't there been like a switch and a change in Pony Club in California? The number of attendance went down and now it's on the way back up. Didn't I hear that?
I'm not sure what the numbers are. There's multiple regions, I don't know what their numbers are.
California's like three different states in itself.
Yes, it is. So, but the centers are helping, and I think it just fluctuates up and down. But actually, we've had a lot of new growth this year, and I think I've seen quite a few of them from California.
So what's the most fun thing for you guys at Pony Club? Or at festival, I mean.
Decorating the golf cart. As horse management. No, just...
tell them what you're
doing. You guys never grow up.
Yeah, no, kids. No. When you get older, why? You can still be a kid.
That's right.
And the kids like that. They don't... I mean, being a kid myself and competing in festival and...
Okay,
Pony
that accent's not California.
No, it's not.
What is that accent?
It's my own. I don't know. It happened whenever we moved
here. It's a little southern in there.
Oh.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm sorry.
No, it's perfect. I love it. We love the southern accent.
I couldn't help it.
My co-host is from Atlanta, and she can turn on the yalls with the best of them.
Oh, I bet she could. Yeah. I try to monitor it, but
it's perfect. I love it.
Yeah.
No, that's great. All right, so good luck to you guys. Where are you? What Are you assigned to a certain discipline as a
this Molly, week? Yes, I'm working the Tetrathlon rattling.
Okay.
So they ride.
So you have the kids
swim.
With the gun.
Mm-hmm, they
yeah,
shoot.
Yeah.
Yep. And they run.
Do they have to make sure their guns are clean too?
Oh yes. Any gun owner knows that
yeah,
their
gun
should
be
properly
clean.
Clean.
They,
yeah.
We should clarify for everybody: they're not out here shooting 12 gauge shotguns.
No. Just beanbag shells, you know.
Little pellet guns.
I'm just
basically.
Kidding. Yeah, they're
yeah.
pellet guns.
Yeah. They're not even they don't even have 22s. They're pellet guns.
Nope. Yeah, no. Just air guns, yeah.
Otherwise, they would be kind of dangerous.
But they are locked up and kept safe and away from everyone else, just in case.
You guys have water guns?
Yes, we have water guns. You don't know it yet, so hopefully they're not listening.
Well, you guys have fun. Have a great week. Thank you so much for stopping by and joining us here.
Thank you.
We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you, guys. And now, next, we have coming up a couple of the kids from the local pony club, right?
Yes, we actually are blessed with Lauren Jeter and Dina Kern, both on teams for show jumping.
Get about 2 inches from the mic, guys.
And they're both from Keeneland Pony Club, but they do have a Middle Tennessee member on their team, which is kind of fun about festival and about championships, because you get to meet kids that you wouldn't otherwise be on a team with because they're regional teams instead
right.
of local teams.
So you may not have enough kids to do your own team, so you'll trade and barter with other teams.
Yeah, they're kind of
states.
A mixed team, so
yeah.
that they get to meet lots of kids.
Well, that's kind of neat how that works. All right, so let's say hi to Lauren.
Hi.
Howard, you got to speak up.
Hi.
There you go. All right, good. And also to Anne.
Dina.
Oh, Dina.
Dina. We
had a change?
See? We
okay,
mix
so
it
Dina.
Up.
All right, good. Hi,
Hi,
Dina. So thank you so much, guys, for stopping by. Now, you guys are in show jumping.
Mm-hmm.
So tell us about your show jumping competition and what's involved here at championships.
Show jumping is where you just go out and do multiple courses of stadium jumping, no cross country or dressage. It's a lot of fun. It's
okay, so but let's take everybody through it. I think everybody in the audience probably knows a little bit about show jumping, but will you do multiple rounds every day? Is it elimination, or how's that
we
work?
We do 2 rounds on Wednesday, 2 rounds on Thursday, and 1 on Friday. And 1 is a timed round, meaning you just go clear and within the time. And then another one is equitation, which is judged on our position. And then I've never been to championships before, but what I've heard is that it'll be like that again on Thursday, and then I'm not sure what Friday's round is.
Whatever they tell you to do.
Mm-hmm.
So how old are you, by the way, Lauren?
I'm 14. 14. I'll be a freshman.
Oh, cool. And you're at championships already?
Yes.
That's pretty cool.
Yes.
And you guys also have the advantage of you didn't have to go very far.
Exactly.
So you're right here in Lexington. Now, tell us, Lauren, about your horse.
He's a 16-year-old thoroughbred. He's been in the jumper ring since he was like 5, so he can do it with his eyes closed. He's a little...
So you're hanging on for the ride.
Yes, yes. I've had him for like 3 years, so I learned the ropes, but...
What height will you be jumping?
3 foot.
Okay.
So, and I think the jump-off's like 3'3", maybe.
Now, do you hope to stay as a show jumper? Are you on that track in
I'm a jumper, like hunter jumpers.
Okay.
So I don't do much eventing, but I do show jumping at rallies versus Tet.
So is there a dream to be a professional show jumper someday?
Maybe. I'm not sure.
And, okay, tell us about your horse.
I have a horse named Linus. He's 16'3", and we have been... I've known him since he was like 1, and he was a thoroughbred off the track. He got trained, but now he's been in the hunter ring for 10 years now, and he's just a really easygoing boy. He's going to be great for me. We're mainly a hunter jumper stadium kind of pair, but we have done 1 event.
Oh, you have?
Mm-hmm.
And do you want to do more events, or was that kind of scary for you?
No, it was not scary at all. It was really fun, and I'm kind of debating on whether or not I want to start edging my way a little more into the eventing world.
My co-host of the show is an eventer, and I'm sure she's going to be typing to me very shortly saying, "Go eventing!" So, you know...
Maybe I will.
She'll probably encourage you to do that.
Yeah.
So now, you guys... will you stay now for the second part of festival, for the educational part?
I'm personally going to Hilton Head for the beach, so I won't be here.
You won't be here. Yeah, that's a good choice. It's a good option.
Yeah, it was perfect. Like, championships is this week, and then we leave Friday night for vacation.
Lucky. I'll be going down to Tunica, Mississippi for the education portion of a 4-H program. My team qualified for nationals in hippology, horse bull, and horse judging for 4-H. So
really?
Quiz, except
so you're pony club and 4-H.
Very involved in 4-H and pony club.
Boy, that's unusual, isn't it, to have both? And to have time to do both?
We try to say you can certainly do additional things, but it's it is time-consuming for the kids and for the parents. I mean, they have to work hard to be able to fit both in, but Dina does a good job of it.
So are you horses in 4-H? Are you cows, sheep, goats?
I am all horses
the time. Okay, just checking. I didn't know if there was a cow out in the back.
Nope.
Okay.
Well, that doesn't offer any other
oh, really?
Animals yet.
We
haven't moved into the cow. Just the cow horses, maybe, but not the cows.
Well, this is terrific, guys. Best of luck this week. Have fun with it.
Thank you.
And, you know, good luck. We hope you guys walk away the winners this week, your team, anyway.
For sure as heck going to try. Yeah.
Stay on. You know, one thing we have to say we haven't brought up is it's supposed to be in the mid-90s all week with, like, humidity in the hundreds.
Yeah.
And I hope they wave jackets for you because
you're
going to die otherwise.
They've made their own outfits, so
really?
They're ready to go.
We
hopefully.
Made tie-dye T-shirts with, like, championships on the back.
Lauren's very good at tie-dye and bubble letters.
Oh, yeah.
Well, that's great. I can't wait to see them. And you guys, well, one of the other things we haven't mentioned that's a big deal here at Pony Club is opening ceremonies are tonight.
Yeah,
we're
so
excited.
You'll march in, and do you know what you're doing at opening ceremonies or what happens?
What I've heard is we carry a banner, like just like a normal banner with
like
Mid-South. Yeah, with our region on it, and all of the Mid-South kids walk behind the banner, and all of the other kids from the other regions walk behind it, just kind of like the Olympics, but not as...
So are you going to have bands here? Are you going to have the Rolling Stones here playing? And
that'd be sweet, but I doubt it.
All right, good. Well, thank you very much,
thank
both
you.
Of you, and good luck, Keeneland Pony Club.
Okay. Thank you.
Yay! All right, we have more guests coming up here very shortly. Jamie just texted me that they don't even know who the Rolling Stones are. That's probably a good point, Jamie.
They're horse kids. It's okay.
Yeah. I picked the wrong generation of bands. I should have said Justin Bieber.
Yeah, you probably should have. They probably have pictures with him in the mall.
Yeah, tell us about the opening ceremonies and about what happens there tonight.
Opening ceremonies are pretty exciting. All of the kids competing in championships will get together and parade into the Rolex Arena. And this year we're going to have them spell out the letters USPC. And with our new kind of color logo, and we're going to take their picture that way, and we're also going to kind of promote, as education comes up, we have polo demonstrations, dressage demonstrations, and a reining, ride a reiner like they had at WEG. So,
oh, that's cool. That was very popular.
So we have people coming in that are going to do demonstrations so that the people staying for education kind of know what's coming, because a lot of them have never ridden a reining horse, so we're going to give them that opportunity during education the second part of the week.
And I am speaking to Shelley Mann. What's your title with the pony?
I am the communications assistant.
Communications assistant, and I would say she's a darn good one because she has helped us out a lot here today. Now, Pony Club, you said this has been going on, for those that are just joining us, festival here at the Kentucky Horse Park has been going on for 30 years.
Yep.
And how has it changed over the years?
You know, they've worked really hard at improving as far as offering more disciplines, more riding opportunities, bigger names for clinicians, that sort of thing. But really, the kind of the concept has stayed the same, that it's Pony Club and it's safety and it's fun. And so it's kind of had the same schedule. It's just we keep trying to improve it every year.
Well, I had Jennifer come over and sit down because she has been was involved in Pony Club for years and years and years. Now, did you ever come to festival as a Pony Club or a championship?
I don't even know. I graduated in 83. Did they even have festival at that point?
You've been doing it for 30 years?
Oh, well, there we go. we had a tiny pony club. When I joined the pony club the year after Blue Mountain was founded, I think there were 10 members, and it got bigger and smaller. But I think in the, if you averaged it out over the years, it's probably about a 20-member club. So if we could manage to get a single team to regionals, it was a really good year. Although I hear from folks back home that we have some gals coming for games this year from my home club, the Blue Mountain Pony Club, and I'm very excited to see them when they get here. They're probably out there hanging up water buckets this very minute. The young family is going to be here, so it's just so exciting for me because it's a tiny little club in a kind of a rural area of the countryside, so it's really exciting anytime Blue Mountain kids get to come to.
Now, when we had our tack business, Shelley probably doesn't even know this, when we had our tack business called the Horse Stuff Company, Jennifer came down and actually would sell down here.
We would
set up as one of the vendors down here.
See, she has been to festivals.
Yeah, she has been here.
I loved being a vendor at festival. That was so awesome. Yeah. All the stressed out quiz kids and all the crazy game kids.
And the mom's going, I can't believe we forgot our girth.
Oh, my goodness.
You know?
The panicked parents. There's nothing like the panicked parents at festivals.
Either buy one or borrow one.
Now, you had a unique experience at one festival you came down for. Festival is kind of known, by the way, we're all sitting here sweating because it's probably 90 degrees already. Festival is known for two things, heat and rain.
Yes.
So
yes,
one year you were down here, it just had, rained solid for days. I forget what year that was, but.
Well, we camped, and unfortunately our.
In a tent.
In a tent, and I'm okay with camping in a tent for 14 days straight with my parents.
You are?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm okay with that.
And, probably listening right now, she had to say that.
I had to say that. But the unfortunate part was, is if you are going to camp at the Kentucky Horse Park in summer, which is a very tropical place here, so hot all day, thunderstorms every night, get a campsite at the top of the hill.
Good call.
Yeah, we didn't do that.
Where are the bathrooms?
Yeah.
Well, the bathrooms kind of sit a little bit at the bottom of the hill, so we picked a site close to the bathrooms.
Mistake. They got flooded the entire time.
Every night, the tent would have about 3 inches of water running through it. Every night for 14 days.
Is that the last camping with your parents you ever did?
Yes, I think it was. I think that's the last camping we ever did.
Yeah, it's the last camping. But
that's enough to make me not want to camp.
It was so worth it, though. We really had a great time. So spectator, competitor, parent, vendor.
Talk about the vendors. There are a lot of vendors here.
This is actually our biggest trade fair we've ever had. I mean, we have lots of sponsors. We have tons of, if you want to buy it, it's here.
And Jennifer has already scouted out, you have a used tack?
There's a used tack sale going on over here with lots of stuff consigned.
Yes. I believe our Lakeshore region hosts that.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. So for the bargain shoppers out there.
Yes, you can even bring your stuff if you have stuff to sell and consign it, and they'll sell it for you.
There was a tack business that started about the same. Jamie needs a running martingale, so you could pick that up for her.
Horse or cob size?
Horse or cob, Jamie. So, Jamie, by the way, horse, she
okay,
says.
Got it.
Jamie's texting us as we're doing the show here. She's producing for us back in Arizona. Now, VTO Saddlery's right across from here. When we first started the Horse Stuff Company, there was a company that started about the same time as us, and that was VTO Saddlery.
Yeah, they've been around.
They had the most wild website, remember? It was
crazy.
About 1,000 colors.
Yeah.
And we used to call them up and say, could you miss one. You missed a color.
Yeah.
You know,
chartreuse isn't
there.
Yeah,
chartreuse. There's no chartreuse. You really need to add that to the website.
They're such nice folks.
They are. And I think recently that they've actually got a website that's not so many colors.
Yeah. Totally
I called him and said it was boring. I told him it was boring after that. He just made it boring.
They have some really great stuff from Professional's Choice over there. I'm going to go shopping at that booth.
There goes the budget.
Who do we have here next?
Every color there, too. Next, we have Susan Poulton. She is Horsemasters member and... She's also on our horse management team, so she's been in all aspects of Pony Club.
And Susan's wearing a tetrathlon shirt.
That's my discipline this championship.
Have you ever competed in tetrathlon?
I have not. I can't even say the word. Tetrathlon.
Yeah, thank you.
Right, that means four. Four disciplines. You ride, you swim, you shoot, and you run.
How far? Do we know the details on that?
It's by age.
Okay.
It's by age and experience. In the regional rallies, anybody can do almost anything, you know. Our horse masters went to regional rally, and we were invited to championship.
And horse masters, explain that a little
bit. Horse masters is adult pony club. Horse masters was sort of started out to reward all of those lovely adult volunteers who actually were saying, gee, these kids are having a lot of fun, and I'm working really hard. Maybe we could tack on some lessons for that, and we could repay these lovely adults. And it's kind of evolved into another dragon.
Do you have your own, like, rating system?
Yes,
and all
we
of
do.
That? Do you have to start as a D?
No, we start at the bronze level. Actually, you never have to get rated.
Okay.
To do anything.
Right.
Course masters like precious metals. You know, they're adults, so they're not so into the lettering system as they are into precious metals.
Yes,
yeah,
like
we're
going to
work into bling and diamond.
We are definitely the crowd. We do, however, have to go
with... Do you start as coal?
No, bronze.
Bronze, okay.
Bronze. Start with bronze. So far, we've gone up to silver, but I don't know whether anybody... I imagine there are a few silver people in the U.S., but it's also, in our rating systems, you're allowed to go and do different parts of it at different times. So there's no real stress. My whole deal with Horse Masters is come have a good time. Have some fun. You're volunteering for the Pony Club. It is time for you to have some fun, too. I have a Horse Masters group that's as big as my Pony Club.
Is that right?
We help them get through Eventing Rally. The Eventing Rally is 160 competitors.
Wow.
In the Carolina region. We do everything from bake cookies to run the barns, be the jump judges. Let me tell you what a great job jump judging is.
Yeah, it's fun.
They bring you food.
Yeah.
They sit you down.
Yeah, you get to just sit there. And
they sit you down.
And it's the most exciting part of the day.
You get to watch, all these important people come by, and they ride by, and you tick them off, and you get to watch Denny Emerson and all the Olympians come by you, and you're just sitting there having a ball. And, all day.
And occasionally they fall off at your jump, which makes it really exciting.
Way too exciting for me. But back to adults. So we have our own little pony club because we're too big for our club.
Most now, do you have your own, competitions, or do you?
Yes, actually, ours is called Fossils Over Fences. We work all year.
I love that.
This is within my club, but we work all year. And so in the beginning of the year, we do a little natural horsemanship to get our horses ready and through all of these, obstacles, whatnot. Then we do our dressage, and then we do a little jumping, and then we go to cross-country course.
I love that name. I just can't get over the name.
Well, look, I didn't name it. I let everybody else do that.
Jamie, could you go on and buy fossilsoverfences.com, please? Because I see a website there.
Oh, let me tell you. And then we get on to our Fossils Over Fences. We make our own T-shirts. We
have tiaras.
Okay, so now are the horses fossils, or the riders fossils, or are we both fossils?
Delicately put, the youngest member in my club is a 19-year-old male.
Okay. Really?
Yeah. Don't ask. He just said, y'all have a lot of fun. He works full-time at the feed store, and he did not want to go into the rating system.
Oh, okay, like with regular
And
pony.
He was 19, and I said, okay, we'll take you. But because he's a USPC member, he can go ahead and do all the stuff with the youth pony club, too. Shows up to all of our stuff. We had camp, and our oldest member is 72.
Really?
Yeah. She still rides to the hounds. She does all the catering for our functions. She's an amazing woman, but the two of them got on like just a house of fire. They were amazing. They traded everything. And I'm thinking, this kid works at the feed store. He shows up like GQ.
Where can people find out more about the adult?
You can find out about it on the USPC website.
Right on the website? What do they look for?
Horse masters.
Okay.
Horse masters. There's a way to set up a club. You can set up a club in two different ways. You can set it up you can set it up with a local club, or you can set it up within a region. But these are the people you can volunteer for.
How many horse masters clubs are there?
They're in the
40s. Going to say, how many fossils clubs are there?
there were over 40.
40,
last time I checked.
That's great.
And your club members can be anywhere from 1 to, I probably have the biggest one at between 35 and 40.
Wow.
Where
are you from?
North Carolina.
Okay. I can tell a little bit by the accent there. Good barbecue, too.
Great barbecue.
All about the food. How many volunteers, you brought that up, how many volunteers will be here for the 8 days?
Well, a lot of the parents come and volunteer, so they kind of have something to do while their kids are in the barns and staying away from them.
Yeah.
So, some of the dads, I'm sure, go golfing and that sort of thing, but a lot of people volunteer. I would say over the next full week, easily 2,000 volunteers.
Wow.
And these are from parents.
Who coordinates that? Because that's
a heck of
a job, being volunteer coordinator for a festival.
Oddly enough, the volunteer coordinator is also a volunteer.
That's a full-time job.
And they work with Connie, who talked a little earlier. And yeah, it's full-time. I mean, you have to house them, we feed them, everything. So, yeah, it's serious.
Oh, so you actually house the volunteers too?
Yeah, we help with housing. You know, usually, if you're coming in just to volunteer, then you kind of get roomed with another person who's coming in to volunteer. But we put them up either in the Georgetown or Lexington area, and they come out for, usually those are full-time volunteers, and they'll come out for 3 or 4 days at a time and do something specific, whether it's organize one of our disciplines or jump judging, all of that, parking, stabling, you name it, we need a volunteer to do it.
How many pony clubbers are competing here?
We have, I believe, in championships about 1,200, and we probably have another 500 to 600 coming in to do education.
Okay, and I do have to say this from previous experience living in Lexington, Kentucky, do not try to go to McDonald's in the evening during pony club. It's not happening. You won't get in.
You'll be in line.
Yes. All right, who do we have sitting here? Thank you so much, Susan, by the way, for joining us. We appreciate you stopping by to talk about Adult Pony Club.
It is my pleasure.
All right, thanks a lot. Good luck. Have fun. All right, you have to be about 2 inches from the mic.
Okay.
Yep. Who are you?
I'm Emily Kilcrease, and I'm from Fallbrook Pony Club in North San Diego County.
You sure are, and Emily's the one we've been waiting to talk to because you have put more effort into getting here from California than anybody in Pony Club.
Mm-hmm.
So tell us, you started raising money because you wanted to do something different. You didn't want to truck your horse here. You wanted to fly your horse here.
Yeah, I did want to fly somewhere here. It was really important to me that she got here in good shape. She didn't lose any weight. She wasn't all kind of a nervous wreck, just knowing how she is, and I wanted to be here and have her ready to compete.
So tell us about how much money it took and how you raised the money to fly your horse here from California.
We started raising the money in early March after we qualified at the eventing rally, and I wrote a letter, and I had some friends help me out with the letter. And I know a lot of people around in San Diego County, especially because of my mom's work. I'm in 4-H, FFA, and Pony Club. And
now, wait a minute. The last one was in 2. You threw SFA in there.
Yeah, I was in FFA this year, too.
Wow.
I know, I got a busy schedule.
You have time to breathe.
Kind of.
And you had time to raise money to fly your horse out here?
I kind of fit it in like all the small spaces.
So now, how old are you, by the way?
I'm 15.
15, okay. Mm-hmm. So this is your first championship?
Yeah.
And you are what level?
C1.
C1, okay. Mm-hmm. So now, tell me, what was it like? You obviously raised the money
mm-hmm.
and got that done.
Yeah.
Did you fly with your horse?
No.
You didn't?
Mm-mm.
Oh, that's too bad. That would have been fun, huh?
I know, that
loaded
been
him,
so
though.
Cool.
You did load him?
Mm-hmm.
In the container?
Well,
the big tube of toothpaste. That's what everyone says that looks like.
It's a big plane. But, yeah, what they did is they come down the chute. The people come down the chute. And then they run in, grab your pony out of the trailer, spin him around, take him out, and they, go as lightning fast up the chute to get him in there.
It's a big, long walkway, right?
Yeah, it is, and it's really steep, but it was really, really cool.
So did they put him in a box when he got in there?
Yeah, they kind of walked him towards the back of the plane, and then they have these chutes that are, 2.5-3 feet wide, and they're about as long as the horse, depending on what horse or pony you're bringing. And so they just load them up, and they either have, tall bars to keep them separated if they're not very friendly, or they have no bars at all. And then they have a hay net on the back side of where their head is. So it was really cool.
So how long did it take him to fly here?
She got here in 3.5-4 hours.
And you got here in?
I got here Thursday, the following Thursday.
Okay. Your horse got here long before you did.
Yeah, she got here Monday afternoon around 12:30, and I got here that Thursday.
Okay, can we ask, Jamie is asking, the producer today is asking how much it costs to fly your horse from California. Are you allowed to say?
Yeah, traditionally it is $4,000 one way, but we had $2,500 to spend on shipping, either to get her there and back on the plane or get her there on the plane and to get her back in the trailer. And so what we did is we're like, well, we can give you the $2,000 and then you can write the other $2,000 off, or we can give you the full $2,500 and we need shipping both ways. So they took the other $2,000 and they wrote it off, and so we got her one way here.
Wow.
Yeah. And it was really important to me getting her here in good shape and have her get home. She can sit for another month if she's lost that much weight. So if she goes home on the trailer.
Jamie just said, you need to do ad sales for us because obviously you're pretty good at negotiating. That's funny. So now you're shipping her home, though.
Yeah, okay. We are.
So what are you actually competing at here?
Eventing.
Okay, you're an eventer?
Mm-hmm.
Cool. And,
yeah.
And so now, are there different levels in the different disciplines, too? So you'll be competing at what would be equivalent to a novice or... A baby novice or a novice or something like that? Are there different levels of eventing as well here?
Yeah. Depending on really what your rating is, C1 is your traditional beginner novice, C2 novice, C3 training and prelim.
It does go up by height.
But yeah, but you can always go down a level. Like if you're a C2 and you're supposed to be a running novice, you can always go down and do beginner novice. Or if you're a C3, you can always go down to novice or beginner novice.
So what are you riding this time?
Beginner novice.
And how high are the jumps at beginner novice?
2'7".
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
My pony's max is 3 feet.
How big's your pony?
She's 14 hands.
14? Okay. Mm-hmm. So she's, yeah, babe, out right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Otherwise, she'd be jumping taller than she is at this point. Well, this is great. It's so cool that you went through all that effort. And by the way, they have a cool newsletter that's put out here every day. It's called Poop and Scoop. I love that name, by the way. Poop and Scoop. And you are on the front page with a picture of your airplane.
Yeah, that is like the coolest airplane in the world.
I said your airplane. You notice how I have you owning it now?
Yeah. My airplane.
Well, you bought part of it, actually. You probably bought a tire. So. Well, this is very cool. Good luck eventing this week. Have fun with it. And, you know, your pony's refreshed, so now it's all up to you. All on you now.
After this morning's ride, I can tell she's definitely ready to go.
A little frisky?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah? Well, yeah. That's good for an eventer, though.
Mm-hmm.
Except dressage.
Yeah.
Okay, so Mike. So my co-host says, tell her I will see her at Galway Downs in November.
Yeah, I will be there.
All right, there you go. She's going there, too, with her greenie. She'll probably be in the same class, actually.
Maybe not. I don't know. This is my last really big show on my pony this fall. We're moving up to a bigger horse. I don't know. Maybe. So.
All right, cool. Well, good luck with that. Have fun. And remember in dressage, there's four words. Stay in, stay on. That's it. That's all you need to remember in dressage.
That's it.
Thank you so much.
All right, you're welcome.
All right, bye-bye. That was Emily Kilcrease from the Fallbrook Pony Club in California. And she is the only one to have flown her horse here. Is that right, Shelley?
As far as I know, I have not heard of anybody else. But, as you know, she's very good at promoting the her story. So,
Jennifer, could you take her name and number? She's going to graduate at some point, and we need to hire her.
She needs a job.
Yes, that's right. She's good to go now, she says. All right, why don't you introduce... Oh, by the way, let me reset here a little bit. You are listening to Horses in the Morning from the Horse Radio Network. We are live at the Kentucky Horse Park at the United States Pony Club Festival and Championships. And it was so nice of them to invite us to come over. We're actually set up in the same spot that we were set up at Rolex. And this is where we broadcast all our shows from. We did 13 shows from Rolex. And it's so cool because we can see the old indoor arena. Now, the old indoor arena, for those that have been to the Kentucky Horse Park, will be used for games. Am I correct on that?
Correct. We like to watch the kids miss the stage at the end. But, the games go on in here. And
we were originally set up to do this show on Thursday. But then we determined that games would be going on. And let me tell you, we could not do the show in here when games are going on. It is very loud. The kids are very loud.
Lots of cheering.
Yes, lots of cheering.
Galloping ponies.
Music, too, if I remember right.
Music.
Very loud rock and roll music. Yes. So introduce our next guest here.
Next, we have Carol Wilson. She is the Pony Club Director of Administration, or of Regional Administration and Member Services. And she
for the last several festivals.
I can tell she's member services, by the way. The smile, she has the biggest smile of anybody we've seen this morning.
She is like the most tactful person you've ever met. It's amazing.
Need to hire her, too.
Well, she runs our info chat.
I need to hire her to keep me straight, because I'm not the most tactful person you ever met.
She'd probably just volunteer that job.
Good morning, Carol.
Good morning. How are you?
Now, the other thing you do is you hang around, you help with information tent while here. And, you know, when you have thousands of screaming teenagers and their parents who are probably more stressed than they are, it's a feat to actually keep everybody going where they're supposed to be going. You must get asked the weirdest thing.
I do. And it's actually the parents that are screaming, not so much the children.
They are the stressed out ones, because if you walk around here, yes. The kids are like...
Because they're the ones who are paying for the horses that brought here from California.
That's true. That is true. So tell us some of the things that you've run into. How long have you been doing this, by the way?
Well, this will be my fourth festival.
Wow. So that's like 12 years doing this. Yeah.
Yes. And all sorts of kind of crazy questions. Mostly revolving around food. Most people want to know what to eat on the park, what to eat after hours, where to go for a steak, where to go for a salad, where to go for pizza.
Now, are you local here to Lexington?
Yes. I live less than 4 miles away from the horse.
Yeah,
park,
you
so
and I
I'm
both.
Very local.
Yeah, we both do. So you know where to send them for food, all of the local joints.
I like to eat, yes.
Mm-hmm. All right, so give us some examples. Where do you send them here in Lexington?
Well, what do you want to eat?
Well, now, if I was going to ask you for some true Southern Lexington food, where would you send them?
Oh, go to Ramsey.
There you go. I was hoping that'd be the answer.
Go to
you know, all the everybody that has vended to Rolex that's listening right now knows if they know. If they're in the know, they know Ramsey's.
Yes. Ramsey's is a good spot.
It's one of the, we'll explain to people, Ramsey's is a local diner. They have four. Four?
Yes.
Here in Lexington.
They might only have three now. I think one did close. But
now, getting into Ramsey's is a different story because you will wait in line, but the food, it's good Southern food, fried catfish, and they make the best hot browns.
Yes, they do make very good hot browns. And
making me hungry,
veggie
actually.
Plates, everything. Yeah, I know. See, I have that effect on people.
They do a good veggie plate.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, for the vegetarians in the group, my co-host is a vegetarian, Jamie, and I know she knows about Ramsey's.
Yes. Mexican food here is really good.
It's one place everybody goes to.
Food, yes. So,
name it.
No, I'm a me Mexico guy. But jalapenos.
Jalapenos is where everybody goes.
Yes.
One of the reasons I think everybody goes to jalapenos is it is the tackiest Mexican restaurant you're ever going to find in your life.
It changes colors every so often.
It is like bright purple or green right now.
Yes,
I'm not sure which.
But
on the inside, too, they have all those tacky Mexican booths, and it's loud and crazy. It's just like festival. It really matches festival jalapenos.
You know what? They do kind of have a color scheme going. Yeah, they do. Pony Club color scheme.
We're festive.
Yes,
that's
true. Yes.
That's true. It's like decorated already. But the other thing about jalapenos is the food is served quick. Mm-hmm. And just if you're coming to Rolex, everybody goes to jalapenos once. Don't they?
They do.
Yeah.
Well, you have to go there.
Yeah, it's required, I think. So there now... I said earlier, too, that if you want to get into a McDonald's during festival, forget it. It's going to be packed in the evenings because all the kids had the McDonald's, too. So what other crazy questions have you had here?
Oh, gosh. Crazy questions. I guess that's all relative. The common questions are how to find places on the horse park because those of us who live here know what everything's called. But people from out of town don't necessarily know which ring is the Murphy, which one's the Walnut, and people are getting lost.
Are you using pretty much all the rings in the whole horse park here for this?
Everything except for the new indoor
we are using.
Well, when you do Western and have raining, you have to use that because it has the footing.
That's true.
So you'll be using that too. And those kids will be happy because they're conditioned.
Yeah.
Now, I have to say, though, for the first time, we do have the National Reining Horse Association coming to do unmounted workshops for us. So kids will get the chance to ride a reiner here.
Now, I have a bunch of pony clubbers standing around. I'm going to do a poll of hands. How many of you would love to try a reiner sometime? Every single one of them.
Are you guys staying for educational clinics? Okay, well, good. Hope you brought some cowboy boots. And
you got your belt buckles? You got your big belt buckles? And your cowboy hats? If not, you can probably buy some here somewhere. We have a store in town. You can buy those. But, reining is a lot of fun.
I suspect that question will come up. People will start, when the reiners move in on Saturday, people will probably start asking, why are the cowboys here?
Yeah. So. Well, the girls will be happy the cowboys
That's
here.
Right.
What are you talking about?
That's right.
the Cowboys have moved in. Reining is a lot of fun. It's a lot of fun to watch. So I'm glad to see that the Pony Club is actually starting to look at that a little bit.
Yes, yes. We've got an ad hoc committee that is looking at Western, and I'm on the American Youth Horse Council Board of Directors, and so some of my buddies there are with the National Reining Horse Association, and they did it for WEG. They did the Ride a Reiner program a couple times, so I thought it would be great. Our kids would want to do it. So.
It was so much fun watching everybody that I knew that did the Ride a Reiner who were English riders. Sliding stops were not happening. They just were not happening. They could not figure out that whole lean back and put your feet straight out in front of you. That just was not happening.
Yeah, it's a little different.
Yeah.
A little different.
And spins weren't so good either. The spins just...
Carol's our eventer, though, in the office, and she did Ride a Reiner.
Did you do all right?
Video proof.
I did. I did an 18-foot slide,
so I think
really?
That was pretty good.
So you got the hang of just leaning back and putting your feet straight out in front of you?
I did high school rodeo.
Ah, well, you're cheating. That's kind of like cheating. And you're an eventer now?
Yes, I am.
Yeah?
Yep.
Did you do barrels and stuff?
I did.
Yeah?
I did.
Mm-hmm. Well, cool.
Only
do you ever ride barrels?
Because I couldn't
do you ever get the itch to get on a quarter horse and ride barrel pattern?
Well, I have my 27-year-old barrel horse. He's old now. And no, I don't get the urge to ride
But you still have the buckles, don't you?
I do.
Yeah, I thought so. They're hanging on the wall?
I wear them.
You know, we have a co-host. We have a coach. You guys would be interested in this, too. It's something else you can do when you get into the world of horses, when you graduate from Pony Club. Should become a Pony Club sport, by the way, is mounted shooting. The co-host of our Western radio show has won 150 championships in mounted shooting. She's one of the top mounted shooters in the world.
Well, maybe she wants to come do education next festival.
She would
festival.
Love to. You invite her, she will come.
That would be fun.
And she loves teaching people how to do mounted shooting.
I figure you can all shoot off of any horse at least once.
It'd be a cross between Tet and Games.
That's true. So, yeah, get some of those eventing horses out there. That'd be great. Some of those thoroughbreds. I'm sure they'll love mounted
one
shooting.
One shot, it better count.
Yeah, you better aim well.
But she showed me, we were on Skype the other day, and she showed me her buckle wall. And I'm not kidding. She has 150 buckles on this wall and cases that she had made of all her championships. It's an incredible sight. It's a lot of bling, a lot of bling. And I said, how do you decide which one? She said, I never change them. I always wear the same one. So introduce our next guest here.
Hi, I'm Colleen Davis. I'm the coach of our Sunshine Region eventing team.
And is this the Sunshine Region here?
Yes,
all right.
Is.
So which two of you, thank you very much, by the way, for stopping by.
Thank
we appreciate
you.
It.
Come see me at the info tent.
All right. At the info tent, you'll find Carol. So, Shelley, do you mind giving up your seat for a second?
I'm out of
Let's
here.
Let's get two of you, whoever wants to sit down and talk. So we got some Pony Club. Okay, so introduce yourself again. Say where you're from.
Colleen Davis. I'm from Lake City, Florida, the Oaks Equestrian Center, and I have some girls.
You're Jamie's friend.
I'm Jamie's friend.
Jamie's going to say hi here on the text here very shortly.
Okay, good. I can tell you some horror stories.
Oh, let's get the goods on Jamie.
We have
I'm
a
off
funny
mute
story
right now.
That actually
oh, wait a minute. She's okay. talking to my – actually, she's talking on the air right now. She said she's listening. She can't hear you, though, Jamie, so I'll have to translate. Go ahead.
There's a story I told my camper kids last week, and I called Jamie and told her they all got a chuckle out of it. You learn things the hard way no matter how old you are. And she and I were on a trail ride with a friend of ours and thought of this great idea to move a log into a big little creek crossing so we could jump it because we're adventurers and we like to...
Sounds like something Jamie would do, yeah.
So Jamie and I get off our horses, hand it to our friend Donna. Donna is probably 100 pounds soaking wet holding three horses.
Is this the Donna from Louisville?
No,
she's different
from
Donna.
Atlanta.
Okay,
yeah.
Different Donna.
And so Jamie and I wrestle this log, chuck it into the water, and it makes the loudest splash, and water flies everywhere, and then our horses flew everywhere as well.
They bolted, huh?
They bolted. They ran off. They tried to drag Donna, but she couldn't hold on. So Jamie and I trekked through the woods with Donna for probably about an hour trying to find our horses. It was pretty entertaining. So you learned.
You know how we talk about safety in Pony Club? That was
that
not
was
a good
it.
Example.
That
no,
not
that
it.
Was not a good example.
So that was not Pony Club worthy.
So now, where in Florida are you from?
I'm from Hawthorne, Florida.
Okay, and introduce yourself.
I'm Annie Curley.
And?
And I'm Brittany Bennett, and I'm from Gainesville, Florida.
Okay, so you guys are like in the middle top.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay. So you're above Ocala.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. And so what are you here to compete in?
I'm for eventing.
Are you a eventer?
And I'm here for show jumping.
Okay, cool. So why eventing?
I just love the adrenaline-pumping cross-country, man.
That's the whole reason I'm out there.
It's the reason every eventer events, and it's the reason every horse husband wants their wife to event, is so we get to watch cross country.
Yes.
And not dressage. So any of the group in dressage? No. See, I knew that. Well, how did I know that? The Florida girl, these girls look like they're too wild for, they're jumpers for sure. So now jumping and not cross country.
Yeah.
So was that, you chose not to do eventing, or you just have always done show jumping?
Well, I just wanted to do show jumping because, well, actually for eventing, I didn't get to show in a recognized show before I went to eventing because that's a new requirement, and I didn't have the time to do that right before eventing, so I just decided to come for show jumping. I'm hoping to come for eventing next year.
Oh, so you are an eventer. You do event.
Okay. I do.
Good. But, you know, jumping's kind of an adrenaline rush, too.
Yeah, it's really fun. I love it.
Yeah, I mean, it is the final phase of eventing, so it is kind of an adrenaline rush. So what are the prospects for the team this year?
They're looking great. We have 3 girls in the beginner novice division for eventing and 1 girl on a scramble novice team. So really excited. And that's a great thing about Pony Club is even if you don't make a team out of your region, you scramble and you meet new friends, ride with new people. Great way to meet people in your same discipline. And then,
so how did you grow up in Pony Club and Jamie didn't?
I did not grow up
in Pony Club. Oh, you came in after.
I did, yeah. Okay. The barn that I work at is the Pony Club Riding Center in Lake City, Florida. So we went through the site accreditation.
That's a beautiful place, Lake City, too.
It is. It's lots of open space.
Yeah.
So when we went through that site accreditation is when I got involved with Pony Club and coaching these kids. And so they come up to the center, and I think I've coached all of them at least 1 or 2 or more than that times. And so when they decided to come here for championships, they asked me, and I graciously accepted.
So this is your first championships and festival, too.
It is. I'm excited. I've been to the horse park before as a competitor, and this is the first time as a coach, and it's very exciting.
So introduce the other members of your team. They're standing around watching. Who's number 257? Is that a member of your team?
Go ahead.
That's Lillian Van Winkle.
Okay.
And 256, that's Alexa Peterson.
All right.
Then we got... 157 without a penny on is Lizzie Hudson.
She even knows her number.
I don't. And
I'm number 87.
Oh,
and then, we have 87 is Kellyanne Kennedy.
Well,
show jumping.
and the pennies are important. We haven't talked about those, but explain the pennies.
Go ahead. They kind of help to make sure people know who you are because they don't know your name. So if you're wearing a penny, they can say, hey, you, number 256, you're doing something wrong.
And you're supposed to wear them all the time in the grounds, aren't you?
Yes. Yeah, and there's a different penny for every discipline. Like the dressage and the quiz people aren't going to have the same penny. Every penny is
And they actually say the discipline on them. Like you guys all have eventing pennies on, sponsored by Bit of Britain, which is one of our sponsors. So we'll give them a plug.
Yay!
And they now you live in Florida, so you guys probably all go down and watch Red Hills when Red Hills Horse Trials is down there to begin. She's wearing the Red Hills shirt. Oh, there you go. So is it the dream someday to compete at Red Hills?
Yes, that'd be amazing.
Definitely.
Yeah, I'm sure. Because that's a 3-star event, if I remember right. Red Hills, isn't it?
Yes, they do. They run 3-star.
Yeah. Well, this is great. Thank you so much for stopping by. Can you please... give your phone number to Jennifer on the way out because we're going to have conversations with you about the other stories you can't tell on the air about
Great.
Jamie.
I love it.
Yeah. So we'll or we'll get you on the air to tell them.
I love spilling dirt. She has some on me, though, too, so I should be cautious.
Oh, Jamie just wrote she spent hours with me camping in my trailer at horse trials.
Yeah, it got a little crazy.
And I'm sure that there was no alcohol involved at all.
Never.
Never. I knew that. It's not safe.
No.
No. Not Jamie.
Never.
Thanks, guys, and good luck to Florida.
You.
Yay. Do you guys have a team name? You should. You can't come to the festival without a team name.
Sunshine Region Girls.
Sunshine. Sounds like a...
Scrambled.
Yeah.
The Scramblers, man.
Good luck. We'll see you out there. When do you ride cross country? Wednesday? Isn't today?
No.
Tomorrow's Wednesday. Must be Thursday. All right. We'll try and get over and watch it Thursday afternoon. All right. Have fun, guys. Thank you so much. You're listening to Horses in the Morning. We have a few minutes left here from the Kentucky Horse Park. And it is filling up with kids here now, Jennifer. They're starting to wander around, and the adults are starting to wander around. It officially doesn't start, Shelley, till like noon today, right?
Noon is when all the kids have to be moved in for championships.
Okay.
So a lot of them are out in the barns going crazy, sweating up a storm, setting up their tack rooms, getting organized, that sort of thing.
Now, is this the last of the guests that we were expecting, or are we expecting?
I think we've got a check mark next to every single name.
Okay, good.
Yay, so, Shelley!
Yeah, Shelley, you did good. They all showed up, and they found us, which was a problem during Rolex because we were so crowded in here with stands and booths and everything. We kind of got lost in the shuffle.
Well, they found us. It was great. A number of the booths up top aren't finished yet, so it's still pretty open on the top.
They have to be in by noon also, so they're so, kind of crazy setting up in there too.
Yeah, it's very distracting.
I'm sorry.
The booths are they're setting them up right now, and I'm up
and
there.
And she's shopping.
And
yeah, that's what
ooh,
she does.
That's really cool. Yeah.
She does that at all the shows we go to.
We're right by the jewelry booth.
Her and Jamie just go away, and I don't see them for 2 hours, and they come back with saddles and bridles. And
you're not immune.
No, I do some shopping. I don't buy saddles and bridles too much.
No.
But you wait till I start traveling to these driving competitions.
I know. Luckily,
then there's going to be carriages,
yeah,
harnesses.
That's expensive.
I know. Yeah, no, but a carriage, $2,000-$3,000, no different than a saddle, $2,000-$3,000.
No.
That's true. And a harness, though, harnesses get expensive. They do. They're much more than a bridle.
It's a lot of cleaning.
That's the thing right there is
upkeep, maintenance.
Oh, my gosh. Talk about a lot of spaghetti.
Like having a boat.
Is there any talk of adding to the disciplines other than Western at this point in Pony Club?
Well, with education, we kind of try to broaden our disciplines.
Like driving and things
yeah,
like that.
Yeah, we try to give our kids kind of a taste of all of it. I mean, we work with vaulters.
I didn't even think about vaulting.
We have driving coming to do demonstrations. We have, we kind of try to let them try a little bit of everything, and we work.
And I
with
bet
those
you most of these kids would love to do vaulting. Most of them have done vaulting unintentionally.
Yeah. It's never good to put your butt over your head.
No, never good. You know, and that whole keep the horse between you and the ground thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's kind of important, too. But, you know, so they've done it unintentionally. I imagine that most of these kids would love to try vaulting, too.
Well, we always have there's a bluegrass vaulting team that kind of comes.
Yeah,
and
they do demonstrations around town, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, the kids, it's definitely part of Pony Club. I don't know that it is as huge as it maybe used to be. It used to be a great way to kind of get kids started sitting on that shape and, you know, being comfortable moving around and that sort of thing. So,
I want to do vaulting if they ever do vaulting on Shetland ponies. They always use these ginormous horses. That way you could fit like 5 vaulters on at a time. But there's no way I ever could have got up on that giant horse.
I think the point is that it's supposed to be smooth and rhythmic.
Can you get a smooth
I don't think that really describes the average Shetland, but maybe there are ones out there.
That's funny.
I'm sure somewhere there's a smooth and rhythmic Shetland pony that I can try it on.
His legs go 100 miles an hour.
Yeah, like, that's funny.
You have to be able to run up to him.
Or gated vaulting.
Oh,
that might work.
I don't know that any of us intentionally vaulted. We had a Percheron that was about 18.2 and weighed a little over a ton. And I don't know that any of us intentionally vaulted.
I could vault from the roof of the barn on it, but not from the ground up.
Yeah. Now, is that, in the technical point of view, is that vaulting or is that sliding?
You know, I needed a leg up on that.
It's almost like mixing raining.
I'm 6'1", and I needed a leg up on that Percheron. That was the one. You know what? That we used to do pony. We used to do little kid 5-year-old lessons on that Percheron, and it was absolutely great for that.
Well, it was like moving a building. He wasn't going anywhere fast.
It was like riding a couch, by the way, when you
barrels,
lazy boy.
The,
yeah,
the kids get to practice.
Yeah, it was pretty much like that. Although you walked funny for a couple of days because he's so wide. Well, thank you so much for having us out, for inviting us to be here today. We really appreciate this. Where can people find out more about what's going on right now?
At the Pony Club website, www.ponyclub.org, and on the homepage, there's a square on the bottom right that says festival, and you can find out anything you would ever want to know there.
And we appreciate all the new listeners to Horses in the Morning, all the Pony Club people from home that have listened to hear their kids talking today. You can join us every day. We're here live 9 a.m. to 10:30 a.m. Eastern Time. It's a, as you probably learned this morning, it's a fun and lively show. We just have a good time, but we talk about anything in the horse world. Tomorrow, for example, we're talking to the people who run the mule ride at the Grand Canyon. So you think that they're going to have some stories to tell? We're waiting to hear how many people have actually gone over, you know, and how many mules have not made it.
They are very proud of their safety record, though, so I'm sure they'll bristle at that
question.
You think
they have that on the wall? 1,000 days since the last death. At the
last plummeting.
Yeah. I don't think you live if you do that, you know. You know,
Yeehaw's echo?
I don't know. That's a good question. We'll have to ask that. So we do all kinds of different things on the show, and you can actually listen to the past episodes of the show, and you'll be able to listen to this one in the recorded version in about an hour as well. So you can tell all your friends about it on Facebook. They can go back and listen to the recorded episode at horsesinthemorning.com. And we're here, as I said, every morning, Monday through Friday. Jamie Jennings and I, who's an eventer, from out in Arizona, is my co-host, and Coach Jen produces the show. And we also have 9 other shows now on the Horse Radio Network. You can check them all out. We do an eventing radio show, a dressage show. We now have a brand new driving show that's in the second episode at this point, and jumping, and it goes on, a Western radio show. By the way, I think, judging by the reaction of the girls here, Western and reining is going to be a popular item coming up. I think that's something that Pony Club's seriously going to have to
get excited.
I think the whole Western conversation is going to be really vibrant. I'm excited to see how that
I can't
out.
Decide
we started
whether
it WEG, so it's it seems to be very popular.
I'm kind of torn about whether it's going to be riding a reining horse or having cowboys join the Pony Club. I can't decide which is going to be more popular at this point. I think it's going to be a little bit of both on the popularity scale. And I think if they were honest in a survey, cowboys might actually tip the scale there a little bit. You got to remember the ratio is still, 50 to 1?
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
Good 5%, boys. Come on, boys.
Come on, fellas. Step up.
Well, thank you, everybody, for joining us. We appreciate you being here. As I said, you can find all the shows on the Horse Radio Network at horseradionetwork.com. It's ponyclub.org. If you're going to find the Pony Club website, let's give a round of applause for Shelley for all her hard work and for making this happen. We appreciate you
thank you so much,
and you also help us out getting regular guests. We're ready for another quiz, by the way, Jamie and I. You bring it on. You bring on somebody. We will challenge another Pony Clubber to a quiz.
Maybe we can get the quiz
champion
from Champion.
We can beat him. It'll be Jamie and I against her. We're going to have to
team up. Maybe
we'll
have to get the whole team because we compete as a team.
No, but that would be a definite disadvantage for Jamie and I.
Maybe we could put 2 on your team.
Yeah, maybe we need some help.
We need to stack and wait.
Yeah, because not so good. All right, thank you so much, everybody. We will be back again tomorrow morning at 9 a.m. And tomorrow we're talking about mules, and we have a couple stories left over from the weekend that we have to get to, too. So, Jamie, if you'll hit the closing music, we'll say goodbye from the Kentucky Horse Park and Pony Club Festival.